This is your Glacier Markets Farm report. This is the MarketsFarm.com afternoon show, broadcast number 74 for Tuesday, September 24th. I'm Phil Frantz-Workington. The ICE Futures canola market was stronger Tuesday, continuing to recover off the contract lows hit last week. Canola up $11 to over $16. November up $16.30 at the close at $603.60 per ton. That move back above $600 was supportive from a technical standpoint. The market had run into resistance at that level earlier in the day with profit taking coming forward, but the market did manage to move higher, finding support from gains in Chicago soybeans and soy oil. European rapeseed and Malaysian palm oil were also up on the day. Dryness hampering soybean seeding in Brazil accounted for some of the strength in the soy market. But grain workers at the Port of Vancouver went on strike this morning. A prolonged work stoppage would hurt exports, with some estimates saying the strike could cost about $35 million a day in lost export movement. In the U.S., soybeans were higher, while corn and wheat both backed away from recent gains to turn lower. Soybeans led by a rally in soy oil, with new economic stimulus measures announced by China and ongoing concerns over dryness in Brazil providing support. Speculative short covering also underpinned the market. November beans 3 cents higher at 10.42 per bushel. The U.S. soybean harvest was 13% complete as of this past Sunday. That's in line with expectations and 5 points ahead of the average for this time of year. Condition ratings were left unchanged at 64% good to excellent. Corn, meanwhile, ending lower, down 1.75 cents in the December contract at 4.11¾. The U.S. corn harvest was 14% done in the latest weekly report. That's slightly behind expectations, but ahead of the five-year average of 11%. The crop was 65% good to excellent, unchanged on the week. Wheat had moved higher overnight, but was unable to hold on to the gains and turned lower. Minneapolis spring wheat down 8 cents in the December contract at 6.10 per bushel. Kansas City down 6 cents in December at 5.71 per bushel. And Chicago soft wheat down 4 cents in December at 5.78. The U.S. spring wheat harvest is nearing completion, with 96% off the field in the latest report. Meanwhile, winter wheat seeding hit 25% complete in the U.S. That's up 1 point from the five-year average. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Tuesday, September 24th. In Winnipeg, for MarketsFarm.com, I'm Phil Frantz-Workington.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm report.